Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov has held a meeting with his Syrian counterpart Walid al-Mualem in Moscow. Lavrov said there's still chance for a political solution to the Syrian crisis and that Moscow will continue to push for Geneva II peace conference.
There must be a dialogue among all Syrians. Geneva II hasn't happened yet because the national coalition in Syria hasn't agreed to it. Someone either can't or doesn't want to pressure them to come to talks. The US should concentrate on persuading the opposition to take part in the talks instead of concentrating on a military action.
Sergey Lavrov and al-Mualem also agreed on practical steps to give more room to diplomacy. One of these steps includes allowing UN inspectors to come back to Syria, a move which was initiated by the UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon. The Syrian Foreign Minister says Damascus welcomes the initiative.
We are ready to take part in Geneva II without preconditions, and we are ready for a dialogue without everybody who wants peace in our country. We are ready to accept the UN inspectors in our country again. Political solution is the only solution to resolve the crisis in Syria.
The top diplomats also warned against a possible U.S. military strike on Syria. Walid al-Mualem says Damascus is ready to cooperate with Russia to prevent any aggression from Washington. Lavrov also says that a military strike on Syria would violate international law. Syrian Foreign Minister's visit to Moscow comes just days after the G20 summit in Russia, where the leaders failed to reach an agreement on Syria and the U.S. plans to attack the Arab country. The U.S. accuses the Syrian government of being behind the alleged chemical attack outside of Damascus on 21st of August. Russia, China, BRICS countries, the UN and the EU remain opposed to Washington's plans for military action. Sergey Lavrov also added that all reports of chemical use in Syria must be thoroughly investigated and presented to the UN Security Council. The findings of the report, which was carried out by UN inspectors at the end of August, are expected to be published by the end of this week. Julia Lebova, Press TV, Moscow.